It's springtime at the ranch, everybody. That means sun, warmer weather, green grass, and Longhorns varsity baseball on GRHS iRadio.
Take me out to the ball game.
Coach Greg Kubza is in his 13th season as head coach of the Longhorns and sends his club up against the always strong 26A competition en route to a district championship, a strong playoff showing, and a 6A championship game in Round Rock in June. Longhorns Varsity Baseball is brought to you live on GRHS iRadio by the generosity of the GRHS ABC sponsors and with continued support from the Lamar CISD Athletic Department and the George Ranch High School Administration. George Ranch Varsity Baseball is brought to you live on GRHS iRadio, LCISD's first and only campus radio station in Richmond, Texas. Now, let's go out to the diamond and join Tom Tirando, Julian Munoz, and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for today's Longhorns Varsity Baseball game.
All right, thanks, Michelle. Live from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas, it's Varsity Baseball on GRHS iRadio. Hi again, everybody. Alongside Julian Munoz, I'm Tom Tirando, and we welcome you into the Longhorns' final game in the LCISD Varsity Tournament for 2023 with the Shadow Creek Sharks. And the game started a little bit earlier than we thought it was going to. The first batter was hit by Javier Puig. That's Braden Riley. He went down to first, and now a bunt single. And Shadow Creek has two men on and nobody out in the top of the first.
Yeah, Mr. D, that first pitch from Jay Puig seemed to get away from him, but just a little bit. Hit him in the back. And second batter, perfect push bunt down the first base line. And Puig gobbled it up and could not reach first in time as Adams was also crashing on the play. First pitch to the 3-0 hitter, Tyson Kessner, is a called ball. Lineup for the Shadow Creek Sharks: Braden Riley, Charlie Jorrell, Tyson Kessner, Kyle Peterson, Robert Edmondson, Manny Gaines, Peyton Cook, Pylon Thane, and Preston Hawks. Second pitch to Kessner is inside for a ball. On second, Braden Riley. On first, Charlie Jorrell after that infield bunt single. 2-0 from Javi is a called strike on the outside part of the plate. Behind the dish for this game is Wyatt Harris. We'll take you through the Longhorns defense going left to right. Starting in the outfield, Trey Akins, Ryan Barton, and Cody Ford. In the infield, Trent Richards, Lane Walton, Brady Duque, and Chase Adams, with Wyatt Harris behind the dish and Javier Puig doing the pitching duty. High pop-up in the air. Walton under it. He makes the play for the first out of the inning. One out now for the Longhorns with the four-hole coming up. Kyle Peterson.
In the first pitch, first game, Jaden Donaldson hit a home run, as we call that. In the first pitch of this game, Braden Riley was hit in the back, and then a bunt single. But now the Longhorns have kind of gotten themselves set on D with the pop to shortstop and Lane Walton.
First pitch to the four-hole, Kyle Peterson. He squared around a bunt. Looked like an off-speed pitch, just a little bit low and inside there. Adams was crashing in on the play. They had the wheel play going on with Duque covering first. 1-0 is grounded down the third baseline towards the George Ranch dugout. Foul ball. 1-1 now. 1-1 pitch to the four-hole Kyle Peterson. Is taken for a strike. Good changeup looked like. Offspeed there from Puig. 1-1, 2-2 now.
Longhorns won that first game against Pato 11-1. Scored 7 runs in the fourth inning on 7 consecutive hits.
Puig, staying the runner down, winds up, deals, blocked behind the plate. Harris hits right under him, no throw to third. And Shadow Creek have runners in at third and second. Two strikes, 2 balls to the four-hole Kyle Peterson. The pitch from Puig is a line drive down the left field line, hooking foul. Still a 2-ball, 2-strike count to Peterson.
Game number 8 of 9 here at George Ranch for the LCISD tournament for 2023. Longhorns won the first morning game.
Good
coming
pitch.
Back here against Shadow Creek.
Puig gets the call on the outside corner. Peterson goes down looking on a fastball that caught the outside black for strike 3. 2 outs now for the Longhorns, 1 out away from getting out of this little jam that they've put themselves in the first. First pitch to the 5-hole is popped up. Adams on the infield. He makes the grab. And the Longhorns get out of the jam. One hit, a hit by pitch, and 1 strikeout to end the first. We go to the bottom of the first. Still 0-0.
Live George Ranch High School Athletics on GRHS iRadio is brought to you all season long by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our GRHS Maroon and Black ABC sponsors are the Broughton Investment Firm, Greg Harris Insurance, and Mission Digital. The George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club Diamond sponsors are Audra O'Neill Team Realtors, Christina's Tax Services, Clark Condon Landscape Architectures, Caldwell Banker Shane Light Realtor, Customized Pest and Wildlife, Garrett and Boyd Orthodontics, NRL Mortgage, Kelly Rifle, Beth Wolf Real Estate, Memorial Hermann Hospitals, Think Neurology, and Tritus Wealth Management. A hearty thank you to all of our GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors who support live Longhorn Athletics on GRHS iRadio.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
Back at the ballpark, Longhorns get out of a jam in the top of the first. And we'll send Ryan Barton, Grant Reynolds, and Lane Walton to the plate in the bottom of the first. Shadow Creek Sharks are part of 23-6A, along with Pearland, Alief Elsick, Dawson, Hastings, Alvin, Alief Taylor, and Straight Jesuit when they get into district play soon. Longhorns, of course, in 26A.
I'll have the Shadow Creek defense for you now. Your starting pitcher for today is Braden Riley, wearing number 3. In left, Charlie Jorrell. At first, Tyson Kessner. In center, Kyle Peterson. At short, Robert Edmondson. At second, Manny Gaines. At third, Peyton Cook. Doing the catching duty today is Pylon Thane. And in right, Princeton Hawks. Lineup for your Longhorns. In center field, Ryan Barton doing the DH duties. Grant Reynolds at short, Lane Walton. Moving up in the order from last game, Trey Akins now doing the cleanup duties. At catcher, Wyatt Harris. Trent Richards playing third. Cody Ford in right. Russell Franklin at second, and Chase Adams at first. Due up this inning, top of the lineup, Ryan Barton, Grant Reynolds, and Lane Walton. First pitch to Ryan Barton was low and outside in the dirt.
Ryan 1-4-3 with a walk, a single, scored a run in the game against the Panthers.
1-0 pitch is on the outside corner for a strike. Looked to be just a little bit outside, but home plate umpire gave him the call. In that first game, we saw Ryan Barton hit an absolute moonshot to left field that hit off the very top of the wall, off the yellow. Here, Ryan Barton spoils one down the left field line towards the dugout, now sitting in a 1-2 hole.
You know, it's kind of the reverse of when you say it looks like a line drive in the box score. In that case, that ball was hit a ton, and all he got was a single, so it looks like just a single in the scorebook. But it was a moonshot, as you described it, and just off the top of the fence.
Very unlucky for Barton there in that at bat. That would have been a three-run home run for him, but you know, just unlucky to get it off the top of the wall and also being held to a single as there was some base-running miscues. 1-2 to Barton is swung on and missed for the strikeout. One out in the inning. That brings up the DH, Grant Reynolds.
Grant also 1-for-3 against the Panthers. Scored two runs, a walk, a single, an RBI. Good day at the plate this morning for Reynolds.
First pitch to Reynolds. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Oh, one is hit on the ground, too short. It eats him up. And Reynolds is safe at first. That'll go down as an E6.
We talked a little bit about this in the first game as far as whether you come in on a ball or whether you stay back, and he stayed back on that, and that kind of tripped him up at the end.
First pitch to Walton is low for a ball. Speedy runner Reynolds over at first. He got on the E6 after that. Oh, he almost got picked off, but in there safely. As I was saying, on the ground ball over to short, the ball ate the shortstop up, and Reynolds runs, and on the hit and run, Walton is out at first, and the throw over to third is safe. He dropped the ball. Reynolds going home. He is in a pickle. Catcher has it. Back to third. Reynolds on his way home. And Reynolds is tagged out for the third out of the inning. Base running miscues and hit and run gone poorly for the Longhorns. That'll end the inning. One error, no hits, no walks, no strikeouts. Still 0-0 from George Ranch High School.
What's your favorite high school sports memory? A late-inning rally? A game-winning shot? A photo finish? Maybe it's a pep rally or a pregame ritual. Maybe it's the euphoria of a late-night bus ride home after a hard-fought win. Maybe it's having pizza with teammates after the game. Now, imagine if it never happened at all. School sports need your help. With budgets getting tighter, it's more than the games that are on the line. It's all the traditions, the community pride, the culture of your hometown high school, plus all those memories that are on the line, too. What can you do? It's simple. Buy a ticket when you can. Go to a game. Take the whole family. Let's do everything we can to keep those cherished school sports memories alive.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHSI Radio. We win at the ranch.
No, that's fine.
All right, back at the ballpark, Carlos Sepulveda, Peyton Cook, and Dylan Thane will be the 6, 7, and 8 hitters facing Javier Puig in the top of the second.
Puig got a solid first inning there. After getting himself into a little jam, he got some weak contact to end the inning. First pitch from Puig is a nice slider on the backdoor corner in there for a strike. 0-1 now to the second baseman, Manny Gaines. DH spot, my mistake. Oh, two pitches low.
Good block there by Wyatt Harris. That one was low to begin with, kind of skipped in. He put a glove and a body in front of it. 1-2 now to Carlos Sepulveda in the top of the second.
Puig gets set. The pitch fouled off to the left side over the screen.
Remained a high sky here this afternoon. It started out that way this morning. Not a cloud in the sky, and none have come through since we started the first game at 10 o'clock.
Wind has picked up a little bit, blowing out to left, as normal here at George Ranch. 1-2. Good pitch on the high and outside part of the plate, but just a little bit high for the home plate umpire's liking. 2-2 now. Two pitches grounded out to second. Duque makes the play, flips it over to Adams, and there is one out in the inning.
Puig got Sepulveda to pound that one into the ground out to Duque at second base.
One out here in the inning. That brings up the third baseman, Peyton Cook. Puig looks in, gets the sign, gets set. The pitch, off speed on the inside part of the plate, called a ball. Puig gets set. The pitch is grounded, foul. Solidly hit ball there from Cook, but just went foul at the end. Richards was the closest.
A little bit out in front of that one was Peyton Cook and drove it past the bag, foul at third. 1-1, one out.
1-1 pitch is low. Two one now to the third baseman, Cook. Number 19. Javi looks in to his battery mate, Wyatt Harris. He gets the call. He comes set. The pitch is just a little bit low for ball three. 3-1 now. Javi comes set. The 3-1. Fastball dribbled down the first base line, but to the dugout and foul.
Big swing, but not a lot of a bat on the ball, and just enough to get it over towards the first base dugout. Now Greg Kubza heads out to the mound to talk to his battery.
Think something mechanically wrong there, or something with the... The dirt is what they're looking for. The mound dirt. Home plate umpire out to check on them. And Puig appears to be a stoppage of play on the field.
Puig is coming off the mound. We'll check in on the new George Ranch pitcher. We'll take a break here. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Baseball at GRHS iRadio.
All of us love sports, but not all sports are created equal. College sports have big budgets, dedicated alumni networks, and corporate sponsorships. Professional sports have even deeper pockets, millionaire owners, lucrative TV and radio deals, and merchandise sales. High school sports have you. Everyone agrees high school sports give us plenty of reasons to cheer. And now's a great time for us to give back. Supporting your hometown high school won't cost you much, but it will go a long way to ensuring the games we love the most are here to stay. Texas High School Sports. They're good for our kids, good for our community, and best of all, they're good for you.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Now, let's go back out to the diamond and join Tom Tarando, Julian Munoz, and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for George Ranch High School Varsity Baseball.
All right, thanks, Bob Riley. Back at the ballpark, Briggs Surratt is the new Longhorns pitcher. The right-hander will have as long as he needs to warm up with the injury removal of Javier Puig, and Surratt will throw as often as he'd like to Wyatt Harris until he's ready to go.
Last time we saw Surratt was Thursday night versus Cy Ridge. He pitched four shutout innings, only allowing one hit, and he was incredible that game. Jason and myself had the call, and we were amazed by his pitching against Cy Ridge. His fastball and slider combo was lethal to batters, and he was just amazing. He was incredible that game, and there's no other words to describe it. Hopefully he can do the same here against Shadow Creek coming in for Puig. Should have a couple more warm-up pitches for Surratt before we get resumed. We will resume in a 3-2 count with one out with the batter Peyton Cook, the third baseman. So we resume play with Cook heading to the batter's box. 3-2 count with one out. First pitch from Surratt as he looks into his catcher Wyatt Harris. We saw this connection this Thursday. Surratt looks in, gets the sign, comes set and deals. The pitch is high for ball four. First pitch of the game for Surratt, just a little bit high, but with the circumstance that will be ball four coming into the game with a full count. So now runner on first for the Sharks with one out and Pylon Thane coming up, doing the catching duty for the Sharks. Dylan Thane, my mistake, writing error on my part.
Well, it's not clear on this either, and I was kind of in your camp on that too until I looked at this again. Kind of an overwrite on the batting order.
First pitch to Thane is a dot on the low and outside part of the plate on the black from Surratt for a called strike. We're going to see a lot of that from Surratt today. He likes going to that fastball on the outside part of the plate and working that sweeping slider away from it. 0-1 from Surratt. There's that slider on the outside part of the plate for strike two. 0-2 now. Thane in an 0-2 hole after two great pitches from Surratt. One fastball, one slider, both on the same spot. Cook leads off from first. Surratt deals, runner goes, and that ball is fouled away to the right side. Surratt looking into his catcher, Harris, looking back at the runner. The 0-2, and before that, we'll get a pickoff attempt, and he is back in there safely.
Longhorns start their district season on Tuesday at Fort Ben Clements at Frankie Field. That game is set to begin at 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 6:45 on GRHSI Radio.
0-2 pitches popped up. Walton going back. Barton in. And that ball falls. Runners will move up a base. Cook to second. Thane to first. After the bloop single from Thane.
Right in between Walton and Barton out there, found the exact spot that nobody was in. Ryan Barton made a good diving catch in the first game in left center field. That one he just couldn't get in fast enough for.
Yeah. And one thing, that ball would have been caught if the runner was not going. Lane Walton had to cover for the steal. If he wasn't covering, that's just a routine pop-up. Lane makes that play 9 out of 10 times, but with the runner going and him having to cover, that's just unfortunate that that ball had to fall. Barton almost made the play, made the incredible diving effort, but
yeah, good point about Lane Walton. He was had to switch directions and get out there and try and put a glove on it.
First pitch to the nine-hole Hawks. Bunt attempt, but no contact, and in there for a strike. Adams was charging on that, and the runners look to get a big lead. Harris almost threw back. Another bunt, and the ball gets by Harris. Runners going, and no play will be made. Runners on second and third now after the pass ball.
One count now to Preston Hawks, the number nine hitter for Shadow Creek. And that one, Wyatt just couldn't get the mitt entirely on, and runners move up. So second and third now with just one out.
We saw this last time in the bottom of the first, and Puig was able to get out of it. 1-1 pitch is just a little bit high from Surratt. Two-one from Surratt. He comes set. The pitch, and it hits the batter. So now bases will be full.
All right. Hey, get a ground ball right here. Let's go.
Second hit batsman of the game, Braden Riley, opened the game. He was hit by Javier Puig, and now Briggs Surratt hits Preston Hawks, and we'll turn things over to the top of the order and Braden Riley.
Longhorns could get a double play here, or they could go for the out at home, the force out to not allow a run. Braden Riley, as Mr. T just said, hit on the first pitch of the game. Surratt's looking to get a ground ball here to get the out at home. First pitch to Riley. Is grounded, and no play will be made as it skips by Adams and Duque. Little miscommunication there allows the Sharks to get a run on that squibber to the right side. That will go down as a E3. E4.
You know, we had a discussion off air in the first game about scoring. I was thinking that Riley would get a hit there. There was the miscommunication, as you called it, between Chase Adams and Brady Duque as to who was going to get it, and it just kind of skipped in between.
I think Adams got a glove on it, and it kind of allowed and it, that allowed it to go past. And that ball's going to get up the middle for another run. One run's coming in, the other one's going, and Barton fumbles it. Two runs will score. It is now 3-0 Sharks.
No doubt about that one. That was a straight single up the middle, just to the left of the second base bag. Two runs in, 3-0 Sharks.
Come on, bear down.
Surratt dealing with some unfortunate luck after some not so hard hit balls, finding holes. And it's now 3-0 Sharks here in the top of the second. First pitch to the third batter, Kessner, hits him. And
injury on the field. We'll take a quick timeout. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Baseball on GRHSI Radio. If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Now, let's go back out to the diamond and join Tom Tarando, Julian Munoz, and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for George Ranch High School Varsity Baseball.
Back at the park, Briggs Surratt will throw a couple pitches, make sure that Wyatt Harris is ready to go back behind the plate. Looks like he is. Round of applause for Wyatt Harris.
That last pitch to Kessner, inside slider appeared to hit him and ricochet off him into Harris, unfortunately. But he looks all right. We will resume play with the 4-0 Kyle Peterson up. Base is still loaded with one out. First pitch to Peterson. Is outside for a ball. It gets by Harris. The runner will score. All runners move up a base. It is now 4-0 Sharks.
Settle down, guys. Come on now.
That one skipped into Peterson, and Harris couldn't get a glove on it. The Longhorns problems on top of problems after they've given up a hit batsman, a single, another hit batsman, and then the pass ball there.
Great pitch there from Surratt to bounce back after that wild pitch. 1-1 count now to the batter, Peterson. One pitch is just a little bit inside to Peterson. It is now 2-1. Harris going out to the mound to have a little talk with his pitcher.
Okay.
Home plate umpire was a little bit confused with the count. 2-1 count to the batter, Peterson. Pitch from Surratt. Slider outside and is fouled off to the right side. 2-2 count now, one out. This would be a huge strikeout if Surratt can get it here. His second out is huge. Longhorns trail 4-0 here in the top of the second. Seems like they have trailed to start the game almost every game this tournament, but they have come back and won a couple of them. 2-2 is fouled back off the screen. We'll do it again.
Couple more games on tap here at George Ranch before we conclude the LCISD tournament for another year. Travis and Pato at 3 o'clock, 5:30, Travis and Shadow Creek.
2-2 from Surratt. It swung on and missed for the out.
There you go.
Great slider there from Briggs, and two outs now with runners on second and third. This third out is absolutely huge for Surratt. He wants to keep this damage down to just four, keep it a one-swing ball game. Batter now, Robert Edmondson, the shortstop. First pitch to him from Surratt. It is swung on and fouled back to the backstop.
This inning, half inning, has had a lot of everything. It started with a 4-3 putout to Carlos Sepulveda, and then Javier Puig left the mound in favor of Briggs Surratt, and then 1, 2, 3, 4 runs, had a handful of hits, and a couple hit batsmen in it.
0-1 pitch from Surratt is in there for a strike. Good slider there, caught the plate, and now 0-2.
Maybe Surratt is on his way to putting a cap on this half inning. Kind of pressed into service and warmed up as well and as quickly as he could to face the hitter, Peyton Cook, back several batters ago.
Edmondson down in an 0-2 hole now. He's the ninth batter to come up this inning. Four runs in the inning on three hits. Pitch from Surratt is swung on down the line, but foul. That would have scored two if it stayed fair. We'll do it again. 0-2 count to Peterson. Surratt looks in for his sign. So it winds up and deals. Pitch, outside corner, got him. Great pitch there from Surratt to leave the runners on second and third stranded. Four runs in the inning on three hits. No errors, two strikeouts, and a hit by pitch. We go to the bottom of the second, 4-0 Sharks.
All of us love sports, but not all sports are created equal. College sports have big budgets, dedicated alumni networks, and corporate sponsorships. Professional sports have even deeper pockets. Millionaire owners, lucrative TV and radio deals, and merchandise sales. High school sports have you. Everyone agrees high school sports give us plenty of reasons to cheer. And now's a great time for us to give back. Supporting your hometown high school won't cost you much, but it will go a long way to ensuring the games we love the most are here to stay. Texas high school sports. They're good for our kids, good for our community, and best of all, they're good for you.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
It'll be Trey Akins, Wyatt Harris, and Trent Richards, the hitters 4, 5, and 6 in Greg Cubs' lineup this afternoon. As they work in the bottom of the second, they're chasing four runs down 4-0.
Yeah, after that lengthy inning in the top of the second, We're looking for this pitcher to be a little bit cool now. You know, those long innings really mess with the pitchers, and we're looking for Trey to maybe jump on a pitch here and score some runs. We're definitely going to need 1 to 2 runs this inning to claw back. That's what you want to see from the offense. First pitch to Akins, curveball, called a strike. 0-1, fastball on the outside corner, called a strike. Bottom of the first ended in weird fashion after a 4-3 ground out turned into a double play after the first baseman threw out Grant Reynolds at third after a pickle. 0-2 pitch, grounded, and safe at first. Trey Akins, going to second. He will be in there safely. Trey Akins, infield single, and advance to second on the errant throw. Shortstop had no chance of getting Akins with his speed going down the line. He was safe at first by the time the ball got to first. Errant throw allowed Akins to move up to second. Longhorns have a runner in scoring position. And we have a substitution on the field. Shortstop coming out and new third baseman in for the Sharks. Third baseman, former third baseman, now moving over to short. New batter, Wyatt Harris. He wants to drive in Akins. First pitch to him is an outside fastball called strike. Oh, 1 to Harris. And quick pickoff. New third baseman in, number 12, Jakowski, I believe. 0-1 to Harris is swung on and missed for strike two. So Jakowski moves to third after the error from shortstop Edmondson. And the new shortstop is Peyton Cook. 0-2 to Harris is swung on and missed. Good fastball there from the pitcher.
Little upstairs, but Ryan Harris went for it and struck out first. Check that second strikeout of the afternoon for Braden Riley.
First pitch to Richards is low for a ball. One oh pitch to Richards as Riley comes set looking down Akins at second. Pitch is high for a ball. 2-0 now to Richards, playing third base today. We saw him pitch on Thursday. Went 2 innings and allowed 4 runs, 2 of them earned. 2-0 pitch to Richards is a curveball in there for a strike.
Big breaking curveball from Braden Riley that time, and Trent couldn't pull the trigger on it, and it settled in on the outer half for a strike.
Might have frozen, Mr. T. That curveball started on his front shoulder and dropped in there for a strike. Pickoff move, no throw. Akins back in there at first. Okay, Trent. Richards digs in. Come on, Trent. Pitcher gets set. Riley delivers. Pitch is smoked down the left field line. Akins being sent around by Coach Kubza. The throw is cut off. No throw home. Richards moves up to second. RBI single for Trent Richards. Richards moved over to second on the throw. And Richards goes to third. No one covering third. He is safe at third.
No timeout on the field called. The third baseman went over to the mound to talk to the pitcher. So it was just Greg Kubzo in the third base bag over there. Good heads up run by Richards over to third.
Great base running there from Trent Richards, being aware. And now the Longhorns have a runner in at third with less than two outs. Cody Ford up after all that took place. First pitch to him is a fastball over the plate for strike one. So on that play, we had Trent Richards hitting an RBI single down the left field line. Trey Aiken scored. Richards advanced to second on the throw. Second pitch to Ford is hit a mile high. First baseman calling it. He makes the play. Richards goes back to third. As I was saying, Richards advanced to second base on the throw home. And then with no timeout on the field, Richards advanced to third on a heads-up play from the third baseman. No one covering third, and now we have a runner on third with two outs. Brady Duque up. First pitch to him was outside. One out count is in there for a strike. One to Duque. It swung on and missed. 1-2 now. Riley could get out of this jam with the runner on third and less than two outs with a pop-up and a potential strikeout here if Duque could not put this one in play. The 1-2 pitch from Riley is inside. Almost hit him. That had some extra zip on it, Mr. T.
Yeah, and lucky for the Longhorns, it stayed up. 2-2 to Brady Duque.
2-2 pitch to Duque. It swung on and missed for the strikeout. Longhorns score one on two hits, two strikeouts, and we go to the top of the third here. 4-1 Sharks.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around. The Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com. Click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month. And if you subscribe to the paper, you'll have instant access to the online edition at no additional cost. You can also subscribe by phone by calling 281-342-4474. For complete coverage of Fort Bend County, it's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. That's the Fort Bend Herald.
All right, back at the ballpark, Peyton Cook will lead off the top of the third, followed by Dylan Thane and Priston Hawks.
New pitcher for the Longhorns, junior Connor Hinton. He's another lanky right-hander that throws pretty hard with some good off-speed pitches.
Pitched a couple innings the other night. We saw him, and he had a great first inning. Kind of lost his stuff in the second inning pitch and got bounced around. There was a fielding error behind him, but he just didn't recover. So, up and down performance by Connor the first time out in the tournament.
Yeah, it's always unfortunate for pitchers whenever there's an error on the field. It gets you out of the groove. You get a routine ground ball or a routine pop-up, and next thing you know, there's a runner on first or second. Leadoff batter Peyton Cook walked last time around and scored in that wild top of the second inning.
You know what? This is Sepulveda batting. I misstated that. They had batted around, and last out was Edmondson, so Sepulveda at the plate.
He bounced into a 4-3 putout. That one's up the middle. Solid base hit for Sepulveda.
Now it's Peyton Cook to the plate.
Peyton Cook coming up with a runner on first base after that leadoff single.
Sepulveda didn't waste any time greeting Connor Hinton. First pitch laced out to center field on a one hop.
First pitch to Cook. Cook shows bunt, taken for a strike. Harris bluffed the throw to first. Sepulveda back in there safely. 0-1 now to the third baseman, Peyton Cook. Another bunt. Bunt is put down, and Hinton cannot make the play. Duque fields it, and another infield bunt single for the Sharks.
Two hits on two pitches from Connor Hinton, and the Sharks have something going here in the top of the third. They already lead 4-1.
Runners on first and second for Dylan Thane, the catcher. Time called on the field. First pitch, bunted, foul to the screen. Looks like the Sharks are not afraid to play that small ball. It's worked out for them. They had two infield singles, both of them pushed into no man's land between first, second, and the pitcher. Oh, 1 to Thane. Showing bunt, taken for a ball.
We talked about this a little bit in game one about the art of bunting and not only just getting the bat on the ball, but being able to put it exactly where you want it in that no man's land you talked about between the pitcher and the first base bag and an incoming second baseman.
Another bunt here. Hinton fields it. Throw over to first is made in time. Duque covering on the wheel play. Sacrifice bunt from Dylan Thane. Moves the runners over to second and third.
Bryson Hawks, the right fielder, is in the batter's box. He was hit by a pitch in the second inning, came around to score when the Sharks scored 4.
First pitch to Hawks is popped up high. Short outfield. Cody Ford has an arm on him. They're going to test him, and the throw is cut off. It is a bluff. Two outs now. Good pitch there from Hinton to induce the weak pop-up to right field. Cody Ford made the play and had an accurate throw to the cutoff man, Chase Adams. Runner bluffed the run home and went back to third very wisely. He would have been hosed.
Cody Ford in good position to catch the ball and get it into the infield, get a little momentum behind the throw and scare that runner back to third.
That brings up the leadoff hitter, Braden Riley, also the pitcher.
Hit with the first pitch of the game, got a single in the second, and came around to score.
First pitch from Hinton. Slider that hit him. I guess it skimmed his elbow. Cubs is coming out to argue the call.
I want some explanation about that. The batter really didn't react like he had been hit. It was the umpire that put his hands up and sent him down to first base. I don't think the word satisfied is how you'd call Greg Cubs, but he's heading back to the dugout. I don't know what explanation he got.
So that goes down as a second hit by pitch today for Braden Riley. He's been hit twice and has a RBI single to his name. Also came around and scored after that single. Charlie Jarrell up now. He has he's 2-for-2 with two singles with an RBI. First pitch to Jarrell. Curve ball taken high for a ball. Hinton looking in for the sign. Large lead at second. The pitch outside on the black for a strike. One now. Pitch from Hinton is grounded in the hole. Walton could not make the play. Throw is cut off by Richards. Only one run scores on the play. Jarrell is now 3-for-3 with two RBI singles. Now 5-1 Sharks here in the top of the third.
And everybody else moves up. Peyton Cook on third. On second, the courtesy runner for Braden Riley. And then Charlie Jarrell on first with his third single.
First pitch from Hinton called, I don't know. That's a strike. Second pitch from Hinton called a strike. Could be 1-1.
That's Tyson Kestner at the plate. He's 0-for-1. He was hit by a pitch in the second.
1-1 from Hinton is lined down the line. That might score all three. Cody Ford in the corner. Two runs score. Third run coming around, and that run scores. It is now 8-1 Sharks here in the top of the third. They've plated four this inning on some great hitting. Tyson Kestner ripped that one down the line.
A three-run double just inside the right field line by Tyson Kestner. And all Cody Ford could do is get over and get the ball. He wasn't going to prevent any runs from scoring. And it's now 8-1 in the top of the third.
This inning could have been over. Hinton got two outs after putting himself into a little jam. And now four runs will come in to score.
Kyle Peterson at the plate, 0-for-2. Two strikeouts, caught looking in the first, swinging in the second, batting here in the third.
First pitch to him was a ball high. 1-0, outside for a ball. Hinton looking in for the sign with a runner on second base. Two outs. The 1-2-0 is outside for ball three. 3-0 count now to the center fielder, Kyle Peterson. Two strikeouts on the day for him. Low for ball four. Runners on first and second now for Hinton. Cubs on his way out to the mound, and he points to the bullpen. That'll be it for Hinton. So Hinton gets two outs, allowing a couple hits. Four hits and four runs, all of them being earned. No walks, a hit by pitch, and no strikeouts. New pitcher for the Horns looks to be number four, Colton Burleson. Am I right?
Again, not on this roster, but I believe you're right.
New pitcher for the Longhorns, Colton Burleson. He has a slower mix, has a fastball, and an occasional knuckleball is what he calls it. Has some tumbling action, and we might be able to see that in play here today.
And for the second time in two innings, Robert Edmondson will be at the plate representing the ninth batter of the inning. He did that in the second, and he'll do it here in the third.
I believe they took out Edmondson last inning, so it would be the new...
Oh, Joukowsky.
Joukowsky. Joukowsky will take the place of Edmondson.
Right. So let's reframe that. For the second time in two innings, the Sharks will send their ninth batter to the plate. This time it'll be Joukowsky.
Four runs in both of those innings. Runners on first and second. The runner on second being Tyson Kessner, and the runner on first being Kyle Peterson. Kessner got on via a three RBI double that drove in all three runners with the bases loaded. And Kyle Peterson just got on after a four-pitch walk from Hinton. Burleson in now for his first inning of work. Looking to get one out here to end this miserable third inning. First pitch from Burleson. The wind up, the pitch. Low for a ball. Good block there from Harris. One oh pitch from Burleson. The kick, the pitch is a curveball in there for a strike. Great pitch there from Colton. Eight to one Sharks here in the top of the third inning with two outs, runners on first and second. The 1-1. And it runs in and hits him on the curveball. Burleson missed with the curveball, and the bases are now loaded with two outs. Second time the bases have been loaded with two outs. Last time we saw Kessner rip a double down the line.
Longhorn pitchers have hit five batters in two and two-thirds innings.
Carlos Sepulveda up now for his second at-bat of the inning. Had a single in his first at-bat and came around to score. One out pitch from Burleson is in there for a strike. I believe they called that on the swing. The 1-1 from Burleson is just a little bit out high and outside. 2-1 now to Colton from Colton. The 2-1 is behind the hitter, and Wyatt makes a great block, great play on the ball to prevent another run from scoring. Almost hit the batter, but looked like it just skipped behind him. 3-1 now. Cannot walk him here. Cannot walk in another run. The pitch on the inside corner for a strike. Full count now with bases loaded and two outs. Action pitch here. Something's got to happen.
Good comeback pitch by Colt on that one to bring things full 3-2. Let's see what he can do here with Sepulveda.
The payoff pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. The inning ends rather mercifully, 8-1 Sharks after two and a half innings.
Live George Ranch High School Athletics on GRHSI Radio is brought to you all season long by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our GRHS Maroon and Black ABC sponsors are the Broughton Investment Firm, Greg Harris Insurance, and Mission Digital. The George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club Diamond sponsors are Audra O'Neill, Team Realtors, Christina's Tax Services, Clark Condon Landscape Architectures, Coldwell Banker, Shane Light Realtor, Customized Pest and Wildlife, Garrett and Boyd Orthodontics, NRL Mortgage, Kelly Rifle, Beth Wolf Real Estate, Memorial Hermann Hospitals, Think Neurology, and Tritus Wealth Management. A hearty thank you to all of our GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors who support Live Longhorns Athletics on GRHS iRadio. Now, let's go back out to the diamond and join Tom Tarando, Julian Munoz, and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for George Ranch High School Varsity Baseball.
9-1-2 for the Longhorns in the bottom of the third. Chase Adams, Ryan Barton, and the DH Grant Reynolds.
Yep, 9-1-2. You got to have Chase Adams get on and spark a rally here. Down 8-1, down 7. Needs to go station by station and get some runs in, especially this inning. You want to get at least two to three runs here to make it a manageable comeback. First pitch to Adams was a strike. 1-0 is swung on and hit to on the ground to short. Shortstop makes the play, and Adams is retired.
2-3 hopper out to short. Peyton Cook sends that one across the diamond, one out.
Peyton Cook, the new shortstop, after Edmondson was substituted out. Jakowski over to third, and Cook over to short. First pitch, the leadoff hitter, Ryan Barton, in there for a strike. A 1 is swung on and fouled back to the screen. 0-2 now on Barton. The 0-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled back to the screen. We'll do it again. Reynolds on deck. O-2 on the outside corner for strike 3. Good pitch there from Riley to get Barton looking. His second strikeout of the day, one swinging, one looking. Brings up Grant Reynolds, gone on via E6. First pitch to Reynolds is breaking ball in there for a strike.
Braden Riley going to that breaking ball a lot here in the bottom of the third, trying to keep the Longhorn hitters off base.
There's a single up the middle on the 0-1 fastball. Great hit there from Grant. Just took it right back where it came from. And now with the runner on first, meaty part of the lineup for the Longhorns, Lane Walton up. Following him, Trey Akins. Longhorns could make some noise on with a two-out rally here.
Nice, compact, measured swing by Grant Reynolds and sent it right back through the mound.
First pitch to Walton is a fastball. Low in the zone, call it a strike.
Lane went out 4-3 in the first inning.
That was that wild double play that had Grant Reynolds being hung up in a pickle. Reynolds on his way down. Throw gets into the outfield. Reynolds running to third. He will be in there safely. So a steal and error on the throw allows Reynolds to move up to third. So now runner on third for Walton. With one strike and a ball. I believe they call that last pitch a ball. 1-1 on Walton, and he hammers one into the right center field gap. That'll score one, and Walton will hang up at first. So 8-2 now for the Longhorns are trailing.
And another nice stroke, this time by Lane Walton. Send that one out to right center for the RBI single.
Brings up Trey Akers. We'll see if Trey can spark a rally here with a big hit. Much needed big hit here for Coach Cubsa. Taken, and Walton will have the base standing up. Curveball in the dirt allowed Walton to be in there standing up. 1-0 now to Trey Akins. Pitch to Akins is outside for ball two. 2-0. Akins digging in. The pitch. Curveball hammered. Left center field is tracked down by the left fielder. Great play at the end of the inning. On the inning, two hits, a run, and a strikeout. 8-2 Sharks after three.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around. The Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com. Click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month. And if you subscribe to the paper, you'll have instant access to the online edition at no additional cost. You can also subscribe by phone by calling 281-342-4474. For complete coverage of Fort Bend County, it's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. That's the Fort Bend Herald.
Back at the ballpark, Longhorns post one in the second, and then in the third, still chasing six runs, down 8-2. We move to the top of the fourth. Peyton Cook, Dylan Thane, and Preston Hawks, the batters due up for Shadow Creek.
Burleson's definitely going to need a quick 1-2-3 inning here if he wants to spark any comeback for the Longhorns, being down by six. Longhorns got a run back last inning after some quality hitting from Grant Reynolds and Lane Walton. Akins unfortunately lined out two left to end the inning on a hard hit ball. Throw down the second, and we are underway here in the top of the fourth. Wind has died down just a little bit. Not blowing as much as it was when we first started the game. High skies still, not a cloud in sight. First pitch to the batter, and it hits him. I believe that was Cook, no?
It should have been Peyton Cook,
yeah,
19.
Peyton Cook.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dylan Thane now coming to the plate.
So for the third or fourth inning in a row, the inning has started off with a hit-by-pitch. First, third, and fourth have all started with a hit-by-pitch. The second inning was the sole inning, not two. Bunt behind the plate, but foul. 0-1 now.
And that's number six total for Longhorn pitching as well. First pitch of the game, Braden Riley was hit.
He's been hit twice today.
Mm-hmm. And he managed to hang in there, though, and sandwich a single in between those two hit by pitches.
Another bunt. Fielded cleanly by Burleson. Over to first. Adams makes the catch, and there's one out. Sack bunt for Dylan Thane. Brings up Preston Hawks. My mistake. He's walked twice and flew out to right field. scored on that second walk of his. Harris out to the mound to have a word with his pitcher. Burleson looks in for the sign. Runner on second now. That is Peyton Cook after he was hit. First pitch is fouled to the right side, out of play.
Coach Burleson is the fourth pitcher for the Longhorns. Javier Puig started, had to leave the game. Briggs Surratt came in, then Connor Hinton, and now Colt on the mound for his first full inning of work. He finished off the third.
0-1 pitch from Burleson. Wind up. The pitch is grounded foul to the left side. Always fun seeing Longhorn pitchers having competitions on who can get the ball first and left. 0-2 pitch from Burleson. Fastball low, blocked by Harris. 1-2 now. One, two from Burleson. It's a curveball that almost hit Hawks.
I think step number one for George Ranch is to avoid letting 9 or 10 men come to the plate. That's what's happened in the second and third innings. And then start to try and keep Shadow Creek off the bases.
That ball is launched into the left center field gap. That's going to score one easily. Hawks digging for third. He will be in there safely, standing up after the one out RBI triple from Priceton Hawks. That brings up the top of the lineup. Braden Riley, the pitcher.
So the reverse announcer's jinx. I barely got done saying keep the Sharks off the bases, and he triples into left center field, bringing in another run. It's 9-2.
Braden Riley, the leadoff hitter and pitcher, has been hit twice today and has a RBI single sandwich in between those two. First pitch to him is a outside fastball, called a strike. The Longhorns want to make a comeback. They're going to have to limit this to a one-run inning and keep it a seven-run ball game. Oh, one pitch is a curveball low, taken. Good block by Harris to not allow that runner from scoring. Excuse me. One one to Riley is another curveball outside. Great block from Harris to not allow that runner, Priceton Hawks, from scoring.
Nice job by Wyatt, kind of sliding over to his right, keeping everything he could in front of that ball with the man on third.
2-1 is chopped to Richards. Richards looks the runner back and flips to first for the out. Two outs now in the top of the fourth. Sharks leading 9-2.
Charlie Jarrell is 3-for-3 with 3 RBIs. So he has, to date, to this point, has solved Longhorn pitching. We'll see what Burleson can do with him.
First pitch to Jarrell is another curveball in the dirt. Taken, good block by Harris. Yeah, all those singles by Jorrell. The first one was a bunt single, and the other two were hard hit singles, I believe, up the middle and to left to drive in those three runners. That pitch is to the backstop, and that runner scores easily. It's now 10-2 Sharks with two outs, 2-0 count now to Jorrell. Two-oh pitch from Burleson is low for ball three. Three-oh pitch. Fastball in there for a strike. 3-1 now. Is back to the backstop for ball four. Jorrell rounding first, going for second. Walton applying the tag. He is no call. Safe. No. Safe. No call on the field, but he is safe at second. And Coach Cubs is out to the mound to talk to his pitcher. And that will be it for Burleson.
Yeah, that ball four got by Wyatt Harrison, came all the way back to the backstop. And Charlie Jarrell just kept motoring around first and into second. Nice throw down by Harris, but a little bit short and to the right of the bag. And so really Lane Walton had no chance of getting Charlie Jarrell.
New pitcher for the Longhorns in Joe Luis Hernandez. We saw him pitch yesterday. Lefty coming into mix and match the eyes of Sharks hitters. Trying to change the eye level and change the pitch release. So up now for the Sharks is Tyson Kestner. Setting up the lefty-lefty matchup to try to get out of this inning down 10-2.
You know, it bears repeating that these pre-district games and these tournament games are instructive in more ways than one. And in this case, the Longhorns now have used five pitchers, Joe Hernandez being the fifth, and it's an opportunity for Greg Cubza to see how people react to different scenarios. Hernandez comes in with two outs in the top of the fourth. His team is behind 8-2. He's trying to get an out here against Tyson Kestner and keep any more runs from scoring. So, again, the coaching staff of both of these clubs are trying these guys out in different situations.
Absolutely, Mr. T. And you don't want to say that these don't count, because obviously they do count towards the record. They do count towards rankings. They do count. The stats count. But it's definitely a time to try out some lineups, try out some pitchers, and see what you want to do before districts start. First pitch from Hernandez to Tyson Kestner.
You know, and the mental part of it can't be discounted. You bring guys in. How are you going to react with a 10-2 deficit when I put you out on the mound? We'll see what happens.
First pitch from Hernandez is in there for a strike. So 0-1 now. Good first pitch from Hernandez on the outside corner. Kestner's 1-for-2 with that 3-RBI double we saw in the third, and a hit by pitch. Second pitch is ripped, but foul. looked like a off-speed pitch there that he just yanked foul. That ball had a lot of exit velo. But about 25 to 30 feet foul. 0-2 now. Hopefully the Longhorns can get out of this inning. Pitch is popped up. High pop up. Duque and Barton communicating, and the ball falls. Ford will pick it up, and another run comes in to score. That makes it 11-2 now.
Not sure what happened with Barton out in center. Seemed to be drifting under that ball okay. May have taken his eye off of it just at the last moment. Hit his glove and fell into the field of play. 11-2, Sharks.
Pick off in there safely. First pitch to Kyle Peterson. Swung on and missed.
Peterson struck out looking in the first, struck out in the second, walked in the third, batting in the top of the fourth.
Two strikeouts and a walk, as Mr. T just said. 0-1 pitch from Hernandez is in there for a strike on the outside corner. Good pitch there. Time is 1:46. We approximately started this around 12:20, so about 25 minutes remaining. Oh, 2 pitch is inside. Ball one almost hit Peterson. The 1-2 pitch. Popped up, foul, over the screen, over us.
Activity in the LCISD softball tournament going on next door at Longhorns Field. And I think some activity on the football field as well. Back behind us. A lot of things going on at George Ranch.
Little dribbler to second. Duque makes the play, and that retires the Sharks. On the inning, 3 runs come around on 1 hit and a couple walks and an error. We go to the bottom of the fourth, 11-2 Sharks.
Are you worried how 2020 has impacted your teen's social development? We are too. Want to know what might help? Participating in the performing arts in high school. It's been hard being a teenager recently. Hard to cope, hard to keep up, hard not to feel like you're missing out. Everything's different and nobody knows what's next. Encouraging your son or daughter to participate in performing arts can really help. Those are high school activities like band, orchestra, choir, theater, speech, and debate. They'll make new friends, develop confidence, and feel the satisfaction of being part of a team. Participation in the performing arts aren't a cure-all, and they certainly won't make the pandemic go away. But they will make the teenagers in your family feel like they're part of something special. This message presented by the NFHS and the Texas University Interscholastic League.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Wyatt Harris, Trent Richards, and Cody Ford. The three hitters in the bottom of the fourth. Longhorns chasing 9 runs. It's 11-2 Sharks.
Yep, that's just a pretty poor game so far from offense and defense and pitching-wise. Just not been able to get these Shark hitters out. When they needed to, the Sharks have had some timely hits, especially with bases loaded. We've seen that a couple times. And just looks like we need to We need a big rally if we want to come back from down 9. First pitch to Harris was fouled off to the left. Oh, one pitch is low. 1-1 now. The 1-1 to Harris is hit into right center field and over the center fielder's head. Wyatt takes a big turn at first, and he will be in there safely a second. Leadoff double for the Longhorns catcher, Wyatt Harris.
I'm not sure about Kyle Peterson out there in center, if he saw it all the way or had it for a bit and then lost it. It was over his head. And Harris goes into second for a double.
Just looked like he overcommitted it and overran it. Ball looked like it went over his head. So now Trent Richards up, trying to spark a comeback. First pitch and fake pickoff. First pitch to Richards is taken low for a ball.
Courtesy runner out there for Wyatt Harris is Jonas Gonzalez. Trent Richards trying to get on base or maybe get Gonzalez in from second.
1-0 to Trent was in there for a strike, 1-1. One-one pitch to Richards. Gonna pick off over to second in there safely.
Not really sure with a 10-run lead why Braden Riley is so concerned out at second base. He's been successful just coming into the plate.
1-1 to Richards is low for ball two. The 2-1 pitch from Riley is grounded to first, and first baseman makes the play unassisted. Moves the runner over to third. And runner on third with one out, Cody Ford at the plate.
Nice backhanded pick by Tyson Kessner at first base. Runner heading over to third, but they'll give the runner third and take the out.
First pitch to Ford, curveball, high for ball one. Ford popped up to the first baseman last time out. 1-0 pitch to Ford is on the corner for strike one. One-one pitch to Ford is popped up to right. Play made. Richards on his way home, and he will be in there safely. Longhorn score. It is now 11-3.
Cody Ford lifts that one out and gets another run in.
11-3 now. 8-run game. Duque pokes one out to right for a 2-out base hit.
Got that one in on the fist and just forced it out to right field. good, strong swing on the ball to get it out there. Nobody could get to it. And the Longhorns have another base runner in the bottom of the fourth with two outs.
Chase Adams up. He wants to have a big hit here to maybe spark something. Pick off. Duque in there safely. Adams lifts one to left, under it the left fielder, and he will make the play to retire the side. We go to the top of the fifth. Sharks up 11-3.
It's springtime at the ranch, everybody. That means live George Ranch High School Athletics on GRHS iRadio is brought to you all season long by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our GRHS Maroon and Black ABC sponsors are the Broughton Investment Firm, Greg Harris Insurance, and Mission Digital. The George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club Diamond sponsors are Audra O'Neill Team Realtors, Christina's Tax Services, Clark Condon Landscape Architectures, Caldwell Banker Shane Light Realtor, Customized Pest and Wildlife, Garrett and Boyd Orthodontics, NRL Mortgage, Kelly Rifle, Beth Wolf Real Estate, Memorial Hermann Hospitals, Think Neurology, and Tritus Wealth Management. A hearty thank you to all of our GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors who support live Longhorn Athletics on GRHS iRadio.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
Joukowsky, Carlos Sepulveda, and Peyton Cook due up for the Sharks in the top of the fifth. They lead 11-3.
Yeah, Mr. T, Longhorns crashed another one back there, but seems like it's just a little bit too much. I mean, we're in the fifth inning now, most likely the last inning with about, give or take, 20 minutes to play. Most likely the last inning here in this game. Longhorns are going to have to mound a big comeback down 11-3. And that starts with some decent pitching. First pitch from Hernandez called a strike. Oh, 1. It is chopped at and missed. Oh, 2 now. O2 pitch from Joe Hernandez. Outside, and there it is, strike 3. Good pitch there from Hernandez. Gets the call, and one out now.
Good job there by Hernandez. Kept the ball on the outer part of the plate, but kept it in the zone. Took care of Joukowsky, and now Carlos Sepulveda up. Joe Hernandez, pitcher number 5, following Puig, Surratt, Hinton, and Burleson.
First pitch from Hernandez is a swing and a miss. Good outside off speed there. Got the batter lunging at it. Sepulveda up. There's another good off speed pitch in there for a strike 2. 0-2 now. Long pause from Hernandez here, and he deals. Tipped and caught for strike 3. Two outs now here in this inning. Two quick outs, may I add, both of them on 3 pitches. Both being strikeouts. So 6 pitches, 2 strikeouts right now.
Not too bad. Hernandez looking good here in the top of the fifth, and give the Longhorns an opportunity to get to the bottom of the fifth and do some hitting, see what they can do to make up the deficit.
First pitch to Hernandez here. Swung on and missed for strike 1.
It's Peyton Cook at the plate. He was hit once. He's got a single and he walked, and each time he's been at the plate, he's come around to score.
Oh, one pitch is blocked, hit the umpire. Umpire looks to be all right. Time called on the field.
I think everybody's giving Blue a chance to kind of shake that one off. Wyatt Harris goes out and talks to Hernandez. The batter is well down the line talking to his coach near third.
1-1 count to Peyton Cook.
So it looks like he's ready to go. And we saw that last night and maybe even Thursday. Home plate umpire last night took a fastball directly into the mask. It didn't touch any catcher's glove or equipment or bat or anything. And we were kind of concerned on that one.
1-1 count to the batter, Cook. Hernandez gets set. The 1-1 is driven out to center. New center fielder looks like Jonas Gonzalez makes the play, and we go to the bottom of the fifth. Score 11-3, Sharks in the lead.
What's your favorite high school sports memory? A late-inning rally? A game-winning shot? A photo finish? Maybe it's a pep rally or a pregame ritual. Maybe it's the euphoria of a late-night bus ride home after a hard-fought win. Maybe it's having pizza with teammates after the game. Now, imagine if it never happened at all. School sports need your help. With budgets getting tighter, it's more than the games that are on the line. It's all the traditions, the community pride, the culture of your hometown high school. Plus, all those memories that are on the line, too. What can you do? It's simple. Buy a ticket. What's your favorite high school sports memory? A late-inning rally? A game-winning shot? A photo finish? Maybe it's a pep rally or a pregame ritual. Maybe it's the euphoria of a late-night bus ride home after a hard-fought win. Maybe it's having
Now, let's go back out to the diamond and join Tom Tarando, Julian Munoz, and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for George Ranch High School Varsity Baseball.
Braden Riley back out on the mound for the bottom of the fifth for the Shadow Creek Sharks. Longhorns will have the top of the order. Ryan Barton, Grant Reynolds, and Lane Walton coming up.
Potentially the last inning if the Longhorns could strand a couple runs here and extend this inning with about close to 15 to 20 minutes left of time. Top of the lineup, looks like Jonas Gonzalez will be taking the place of Ryan Barton.
Yeah, this one was supposed to start at 12:30. They actually started at 12:20, so yeah, 15 to 17 minutes left. See what happens, see what the Longhorns can do.
If the Longhorns want to mount any comeback, it'll definitely have to be this inning. So it all starts with the leadoff, Jonas Gonzalez, speedy runner.
Yeah, I think I called Ryan Barton. He is out of center field. Jonas Gonzalez is in now.
Yeah, we saw him take that fly ball to end last inning. He will take the spot of Ryan Barton, which is up now. Barton went 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts, 2 swinging, and the last one looking in the third. Gonzalez up 1-0 in the count, and he swings and hits a fly ball to medium center field. Center fielder back on it, and he makes the grab. So, one out for the Longhorns.
Grant Reynolds, 1-for-2, reached on an error in the first, singled and scored in the third. He He'll be followed by Lane Walton, also 1-for-2 with a single.
A single in the third was really well hard-hit ball. And he ended up scoring after that Lane Walton single. First pitch to him was called strike. One oh pitch to Reynolds is a foul ball. So 1-1 count.
RBIs this afternoon by Lane Walton, Trent Richards, and Cody Ford for George Ranch.
1-1 pitch is high for ball two.
Longhorns won the opener today against Pato Panthers 11-1.
2-1 pitch is a ball for ball 1-2 pitch is a ball. Now 2-2 count. Called strike three. Two outs now in the bottom of the fifth.
Come on, Lane, get going.
Barring a huge uprising by the Longhorns, they'll go 2-3 in their five games as a host site for the LCISD Varsity Baseball Tournament.
Walton flares one down the left field line. Foul, and left fielder makes the grab. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no walks, no errors. We go to the top of the sixth, 11-3 Sharks.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHSI Radio. We win at the ranch.
It'll be Dylan Thane, Priceton Hawks, and the top of the order, Braden Riley, due up in the top of the sixth inning.
New pitcher for the Longhorns, senior Reed McMillan. He throws fastball and has pretty basic pitch mix, fastball, curveball, with a slider. He will face the bottom of the lineup, Dylan Thane, Priceton Hawks, and then top of, and then leadoff hitter, Braden Riley. No other changes for the Longhorns, it looks like. My mistake, in left field, it looks like Kirby Orth will be taking the place of Trey Akins. And infield stays the same. Brandon Mays takes third base for Trent Richards as well. As Reed finishes up his warm-up pitches here, Mr. T, what are your thoughts on this game so far?
Well, this one is completely different than the first one this morning. Longhorns have had trouble on the mound, starting out with plunking six batters along the way, no consistent ability to keep the Sharks off the base paths, and then the Sharks have stepped up and driven in runs when they're out there. And Longhorns got a couple in the second and third, but just no consistency, really. First game was almost a mirror, or the complete opposite. The Longhorns did just about everything right.
First pitch to Dylan Thane was low for ball one. Second pitch from McMillan. Outside for ball two. McMillan gets set. The 2-0 pitch. Inside, almost hits Thane for ball three. About 10 minutes remaining in this game. 3-0 for McMillan. In there for a strike. Good off-speed, looked like. Might have been a changeup.
I think looking at the pitching we were talking about, I think Briggs Surratt, Colt Burleson, Joe Hernandez had decent outings. I think Hernandez was probably the best outing.
That one hit up the middle. McMillan makes the play and makes the out. One out here in the top of the sixth.
Good reflexes there on the comebacker. And Reed flagged it down and then tracked it down on the ground and got it over to first. Greg Covza comes out to the third baseline to check on his senior pitcher.
Yeah, after he knocked that down, it just became a pretty routine play. Just right out in front of him, and all he had to do was flip it on to first for the out. First pitch to new batter Preston Hawks above his head for ball one.
Hawks was hit by a pitch in the second, came around to score, flew out to Cody Ford in right, and tripled in a run, and then eventually came in himself in the fourth.
That 1-0 pitch was a little bit outside for ball two. Two-ball pitch swung on and missed for strike one. Ball popped out of Wyatt Harris's glove, but no one on base, so it doesn't matter. 2-1, one out, top of the sixth inning. Sharks with a 11-3 lead, scoring four in both the second and third and three in the fourth. Longhorns have plated a run in the second, third, and fourth for their three. 2-1 pitch almost hits Hawks. Now 3-1 count to the right fielder. Three-one pitch, a little bit high for ball four. McMillan allows his first base runner. A walk to Preston Hawks. That brings up the top of the lineup. Braden Riley will hit.
Braden 1-for-2. He's been hit twice. Came around, scored when he singled in the second.
Hawks, the speedy runner on first. Saw him in a triple earlier. First pitch to leadoff hitter Braden Riley. In there for a strike. Oh, 1 to the pitcher Braden Riley. McMillan gets set. Kicks and delivers. Runners off of the play. Mays into the outfield, and Hawks will be on third.
Boy, that was a shot, and as you pointed out in the first game, they don't call it the hot corner for nothing. He really took a hard one, and it just ate him up and then kind of dribbled into left field. Braden Riley on with his second hit of the afternoon.
Another solid base hit for Riley. He's 2-for-3 now with 2 hit-by pitches. His only out was a 5-3 putout. So he likes hitting the ball to left. He likes pulling it to the hot corner. First and third now for the Sharks. Up by 8. Pick off, and it gets by Adams. The runner Hawks coming home. No play. It is now 12-3. Speedy Hawks running all around the bases tonight. Has the triple, has a walk that came around to score. And now it just came around to score another walk. So now, runner on first with one out. See if the Longhorns can roll two here. Fastball high for a ball. 1-0.
Charlie Gerald, no stranger to getting his licks in. He's 3-for-3 with a walk and 2-run score.
Second pitch to Gerald is a ball low. To account to Gerald. The pitch. Grounded to third. No one can make the play. Walton knocks it down. Gerald stays at second. Gerald stays at first. Excuse me. Riley stays at second. Pinch runner for Riley. And it brings up Tyson Kessner.
One for three for Tyson. The big one was a 3-run double in the third. Otherwise, he reached or he was put out on a pop up to short. An error 8 put him on base, and he was hit by a pitch in the second.
First pitch to Kastner inside for ball one. One oh, outside for ball two. Two oh pitch, outside ball three. To Kessner. McMillan looking in for the sign. Getting set. The 3-0 pitch. Almost hit him, and that's ball four. Base is loaded for Kyle Peterson.
Peterson 0-for-3 with a walk. He struck out in the first, struck out in the second, got that walk in the third, and then grounded out, batting in top of the sixth.
There's a strike from McMillan, 0-1. Looking in for the sign, getting set. The 0-1 pitch inside almost hit him for ball one. 1-1 with one out. Sharks leading this game 12-3. Plating one this inning so far. Bases loaded. 1-1, just a little bit low and inside for ball two. Two-one pitch, swung on and missed. Strike two.
Good pitch there by McMillan. Took a little bit off of that and had Kyle Peterson out in front and swinging through it.
The 2-2 pitch from Reed McMillan is hit down the line, but foul. So we'll do it again. Another 2-2 pitch here upcoming from McMillan. The wind, the pitch, hit, foul again. Down the line once again. Looks like Peterson is just a little bit out in front of McMillan's offerings. Two-two once again is hit deep to left. Orth cannot get there. Down the line into the corner, but foul. That was close. That could have been another potential 3 RBI double for a shark. Might have been fair, but umpires called it foul. We'll do it again. 2-2 count.
Reached the 2-hour time limit. The Longhorns should have their opportunity to bat, though, in the bottom of the sixth.
Pitch from McMillan is fouled away.
Be pitch number 8 that Kyle Peterson will see in this at bat.
Good at bat here from Peterson, fouling off a lot of pitches. The 2-2 pitch runs in and hits Peterson. He trots down to first, and a run comes in. Now 13-3. Sharks are up. Cubs coming out to talk to his pitcher. And that will be it for Reed McMillan. Chase Kurtz coming in to relieve him. Chase Kurtz will have his warm-up pitches.
Pitched last night for the Longhorns. Got some work in. And here on a Saturday afternoon, in the latter stages of the ball game, 13-3. Longhorns down by 10 to the Shadow Creek Sharks. This will be the last bit of play for George Ranch in the LCISD tournament. Shadow Creek will stay on and play the next game, and then the tournament will conclude here at George Ranch for the 5:30 game.
Kurtz, the lanky lefty, we saw him yesterday, as Mr. T just mentioned. He's got a three-quarter release point that really messes with hitters. Could be valuable in district play for Coach Kubza, especially they're in lefty-lefty matchups.
Jankowski comes up to the plate. He is 0-for-1. He was hit by a pitch in the third, caught looking in the fifth, batting here in the sixth.
First pitch to Jankowski. Chase looks in, gets a sign. The delivery is low for a ball. Chase gets a swing and a miss for strike one. One-one delivery from Kurtz. High and away. 2-1 now. One pitch is popped foul. 2-2 now. Still one out in the inning if you're just joining us. Sharks up 13-3 on the Longhorns. They scored 4 in the second, 4 in the third, 3 in the fourth, and 2 in the sixth, which we are currently in. Bases are still loaded with one out. 2-2 pitch, just a bit outside. Full count to the shortstop. Our third baseman now, Jakowski. The pitch, and he struck him out. Chase Kurtz gets his first strike out of the night. Jakowski goes down on 6 pitches after working a full count. And that brings up Carlos Sepulveda.
Carlos is 1-for-4. He singled and scored in the third. A couple strikeouts and a putout on the ground.
Ground ball to short. Walton will make the play to end the inning. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Last inning, last chance for the Longhorns to rally a couple runs. Down by 10, they're going to need a miraculous effort to pull out a win here.
It's been a trying year for parents. They've been confronted with countless challenges and have always risen to the occasion. If it isn't too much to ask, the 826,000 high school student athletes in Texas have one last request.
Please set an example.
Disorderly fan conduct at high school athletic events is on the rise. It increasingly involves parents. There's no question that parents are passionate. There's no question they care about their children. But at a time when we're all wound a little more tightly than usual, it's worth remembering this about Texas high school sports. Always be a good example. Stop unruly fan behavior before it starts.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Now, let's go back out to the diamond and join Tom Tarando, Julian Munoz, and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for George Ranch High School Varsity Baseball.
Kirby Orth at the plate in the bottom of the sixth to lead things off. Wyatt Harris and Trent Richards will be next.
First pitch, Kirby way out in front of that. Almost lunged. Kirby came in for Trey last inning and as a defensive replacement. Another early swing from Orth, and he is down in an 0-2 hole. 0-2 pitch. Another swing and a miss. 3-pitch strikeout for Riley.
Wyatt Harris, 1-for-2. He doubled and came around to score in the fourth, struck out in the second.
First pitch to Harris. Low and outside for a strike call, 1-0-1. Brandon Mays on deck. Pinch hitting for Trent Richards. 0-1 pitch from Riley is swing and strike. 0-2 to Harris. Working quickly, Riley. Harris pokes it. Second baseman, and it falls. That'll be E4. Second baseman could not make the grab. And the Longhorns have a late base runner.
Sometimes the ones hit not so hard are more difficult to grab than the ones that are, you know, hit on the line or hit a little bit harder.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Brandon May's up now. He lines one to short, and it gets by the shortstop. Harris didn't read it well. He will get into second safely, though. Another error. That will be an E6. And coach coming out to talk to his pitcher. That might do it for him, but not so sure. Mainly talking to his infielders here.
I think the short message was, come on, guys, let's just close this out. Everybody knows this will be the last opportunity in the game. A quick strikeout, and it looked like he had Wyatt Harris, and then an error, and it looked like he had the next batter as well, and another error was committed. So I think the message is, come on, let's get it together and close things out.
Cody Ford up with the runner on second and first. Pitch to Ford is called ball, just a little bit low.
Cody, 0 for 1, and a sac fly and an RBI.
1-0, low, blocked. 2-0 now to the right fielder. Pitch to Ford. Called strike on the outside corner. The 2-1 pitch. Kick and feed. Ford smacks it out to deep center. Center fielder back to make the play. Harris will retreat to second. Two outs here now. Brady Duque up. Adams on deck.
Brady, 1 for 2, struck out in the second, singled, and was left stranded in the fourth.
Duque could potentially be the last out here with two outs in the bottom of the sixth. Knowing him, he definitely does not want to be the last out here. He's definitely going to want to keep this line moving. First pitch, he hammers it. Down the line and foul. Good swing there from Brady. A little bit out in front. Launched it foul.
That was a good cut. Kept his head in there and got the barrel on the ball. But as you pointed out, just a little bit too far out in front and pulled it foul.
0-1. Swung on and missed, and the Longhorns are down to their last strike. Riley comes set. The 0-2 pitch is swung on and popped up on the infield. First baseman calls it, and that will do it. Sharks take this one 13-3.
Yeah, we might as well just wrap this one up from George Ranch. Longhorns won the first game 11-1, dropped this one 13-3. That's the end of play for George Ranch in the LCISD tournament. They start district play on Tuesday night, and we will be on the air at 6:45 from Frankie Field. It's the Clements Rangers and George Ranch as they kick off the 2023 district season.
Yeah, Mr. T, this was just a rough game. You know, you gotta get these out of the way here early, and glad to get it out here in a non-district game because it's better than a district game. But definitely you lose morale whenever you lose like this, especially against a good Sharks team. When you lose 13-3, you lose morale, and going into the district, they're going to have to pick that right back up whenever they take on a solid Clements team away from home.
I agree. For Julian Munoz, I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks for joining us this morning and this afternoon for George Ranch High School varsity baseball. Final score again, Shadow Creek 13 and George Ranch 3. In the first game, Longhorns a winner 11-1. So long, everybody.